opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome back to Orange County Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm so happy to be here again in this beautiful Friday. Yeah, we sure got a little bit of sprinkles, but it's still beautiful out there. I hate to complain because I'm a Latina, so people think that I should be loving this heat, but the humidity, it kills my hair. It's like flat. I got greasy skin. It's crazy, but I will take it. With me today, I have Dr. Janine Perez. She's a podiatrist with Crystal Run Healthcare. Crystal Run Healthcare is one of our diamond partners for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. So it's always a pleasure to have Crystal Run come on to the shows with us and discuss, you know, things that they provide at Crystal Run Healthcare. And what we've been trying to do is every month is bring in someone that specializes in a specific area for Crystal Run Healthcare and kind of bring an awareness and highlight what they offer at Crystal Run. And so therefore we have Dr. Janine Perez, who's a podiatrist, and she just told me while we were off the air that she's not from this area, so she's got a lot to discover in Orange County. She's operated at St. Anthony's, which is here in the beautiful village of Warwick, but she's got to explore the village of Warwick. It is beautiful, and Orange County's got a lot of beautiful areas. She's from the city, so make sure you come up here, because I know you say you come up mostly to Newburgh, right? Say correct. Hi to everybody, yes, that's listening.
Hi, everyone.
Get a little bit closer to the mic. They want to hear you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for inviting me, Barbara. I'm excited to be here. But yeah, actually, I was raised in Peru, but when I first moved to this country, it was Manhattan. So I've been there all my life, and now I'm working at Crystal Run for almost 2 years now, and my office is in Newburgh, so that's where I mostly am.
In Newburgh, where in Newburgh are you mostly?
Route 17, so Route 300, sorry, so right across from the Walmart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, and so you commute up from New York City?
From Tenafly, New Jersey currently, yes. It's about an hour drive.
Yes. Into Crystal Run. That's dedication, yes, for feet.
Yes.
So you are a podiatrist, and I'm just going to warn you ahead of time, mm-hmm, that I am the biggest offender of what you should not do to your feet, because I wear like 5 to 6 inch heels all the time. Today I wore flats because I was trying not to have you say to me, that's a no-no. But tell us a little bit about how, what made you become a podiatrist?
So I was always interested in the medical field. And I'm a tennis player, so I played for college, I played for high school, I played competitive, and I developed bunions. So I used to wear the 4-inch heels, and sometimes I still do, but only for like an hour or so, because mm-hmm, you can't go longer than that. And I met a podiatrist who, you know, explained what I had, the bunions and the surgery that will be done, and I went ahead and did it, and it was great. I don't have any pain. I can wear heels now, not for long times, but I still play tennis. I'm a runner. And that's how I started researching the field of podiatry. I liked it, and here I am.
Okay, so you have been with Crystal Run for 2 years, but how long have you been a podiatrist?
So I started the whole podiatry field later on. I graduated in 2011 from the New York College of Podiatric Medicine. I did residency there, and I did a fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky for 1 year. So right out of fellowship, I started with Crystal Run. So this is my first job as an attending.
Oh, okay. So you...
I had a whole life before that.
You had a whole life before you started messing around with feet.
Yeah. I used to work at Mount Sinai as a pathologist assistant.
Oh, okay.
And then my mom and I actually used to own a restaurant in the Upper West Side.
Get out of here. Yeah, that's awesome.
A Peruvian place called Manu on 98th and Broadway.
Oh, you know what? That's amazing. Yeah. We have a nice Peruvian restaurant in the city of Newburgh. I don't know if you've seen it. Machu Picchu.
I've heard of it. I have not eaten there yet, but
yes,
I've heard of it.
Well, I'm not an expert in Peruvian food, but I'm an expert in what I like, and yeah, I tell you that I like that.
Which one's your favorite dish?
Well, I like the cilantro rice for sure.
Okay,
arroz con pollo. And their ceviche is excellent.
Oh, yeah.
So, very, very good. So I would recommend it, since you're in Newburgh, to go try out Machu
Picchu.
I do.
I've been there for two. I hear about it, and I should go try it out. Absolutely.
So, and we have, so you're 2 years now into Crystal Run.
Yes, in practice in Newburgh. Mainly, that's my office, but I do operate out of the surgery center in in Middletown, as well as St. Anthony's and Orange Regional Medical Center, also in Middletown.
So you're doing like your commute and you're coming into Orange County, you're going straight to the location of
kind
where
of,
you, and
yes.
then you just
I haven't ventured
that
out
tunnel vision right into I'm gonna go do this and then I'm out. Well, you know what?
I will explore. I mean, it is beautiful around here, especially in spring driving. Everything popped and bloomed. It was amazing.
The village of Warwick is known to have lots of really cool shops, and they have the Apple Fest, and it's a beautiful village to kind of just park and walk around and explore.
I will.
And I will tell you that people do come from the city and from Jersey into the village of Warwick because it's the closest, but it's also a very nice area for them to just kind of walk around and get a little bit of a slice of Orange County.
I promise I will do it. Absolutely.
I'm pushing it hard. So Crystal Run Healthcare, 2 years, and so in the field of podiatry, can I break it down for a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that do?
So I'm a podiatrist, but I do treat the foot and the ankle. So any pathology with the foot and the ankle, I would be the one, you know, you go to. A lot of people, I'm a surgical podiatrist, so I do a lot of surgery, bunions and hammer toes and reconstruction for flat feet. Or if you have a high arch foot, it could be pathologic sometimes. Like I said, I'm a runner. You know, I play tennis, so I deal a lot with sports medicine, ankle sprains, ankle instability. And my personal, you know, I love trauma. So I do a lot of trauma from foot fractures, ankle fractures, you know, you name it. But I only treat the foot and the ankle. Everything else then is orthopedics.
Now, and so you have, I guess, but what we'll try to figure out in the show is if you have tips on the proper sneakers and the proper shoes, and, you know, if you're experiencing a certain level of discomfort, maybe what you should probably look into, right? I mean, I have some talking points that was sent to me, and I read it and it said podiatry and common running issues. I can't run to save my life.
Everyone's a runner. You can run.
I can spin. I will spin forever.
Okay.
But for running, I don't know. But so you mentioned before some foot types, and and one of the things that you also have on your talking list is appropriate shoes.
Right.
So I warned you before, I wear beautifully inappropriate shoes.
So you won't be running in those, right?
So I will not be running in those. So give us some common misconceptions and some tips and some...
So the most important thing for anything, if you're going to start running, is to know what kind of foot type you have, right? Some people have a flat foot and you can tell your arches drop when you're standing. Other people have really high arches and other ones have adequate, so there's no problem. But depending on your foot type, there's a special shoe that you should be wearing. So some running shoes, you know, are going to prevent you from pronating, which means the arch dropping. So it's best if you can't figure it out, you know, you can always go to your podiatrist, right? Mm-hmm. And definitely get a full biomechanical exam on the type of foot that you have. And then you can gear towards a better sneaker with cushioning or no cushioning. The minimalist shoes are very popular now, but you know the jury is out in regards to stress fractures if they give you no cushioning. But back
right,
in
those
the day,
are very lightweight.
A lot
feel
of
like
people
air.
Love them, right? And they're running on their forefoot, on their tiptoes almost. And you know, if you're not feeling any pain and you have foot type for that, great. But not everyone can wear those shoes, and significant injuries can occur if your foot type is not meant for that. So it's important to know it, you know. So if you do have a flat foot, you definitely do need some cushioning. Also, the way that you're running, like your heel strike when you run, are you landing on your heel first or on your toes first, or is it like just a flat? You know, and you can always go to your doctor, and you can always they help you out with these things so that you are more aware.
I did, you know, it's funny because I never thought. When I was looking for sneakers for spin, because with spin class, you're putting your sneakers in the pedal, your foot,
but
in.
But they lock, right?
Don't lock. Okay. So I found after a lot of trial and error that I needed a harder sole on my sneaker so that the bottom of my feet, because it would go numb and my toes would go numb.
Not good.
So I found out that I needed harder sole so that the pressure of the pedal wasn't pushing on whatever.
And
it was.
Also the spinning, right? You have to keep your ankle straight, actually. The motion is coming from your hip.
Right.
So,
and your heels down.
Right.
So, But the thing is, I don't know, you know, it's amazing because you think, all right, I'm going to start running and I'm going to try different sneakers and see which one fits the best. Sometimes we go for the comfort. Some people go for what's cute and what matches their outfit. But yeah. I never thought that, okay, let me go check with my podiatrist to see what kind of sneakers I should be wearing.
No, absolutely. You should always know your foot type. And then, like I said, everyone is a runner, right? Back in the day, I wouldn't run like around block. I was just, this is boring. I'm not going to start just, you go. No, it's not going to happen. But then I started liking it, just personal issues. You just want to kind of, you know,
right.
go out there. And I discovered running and it was great. I mean, it's you alone, the road, you think whatever you want, you put your headphones, whatever music you want. And it's interesting, you know, you listen to your music, you run faster, you run slower, mm-hmm. it depends, and you just keep going.
Oh, I do that with driving.
So don't get into accidents, but okay. That's good. So everyone is a runner, but it definitely...
No, I all I'm saying is, like, I would love to run, uh-huh. and I've tried it. I just can't seem to get the... Yeah.
And that's fine, you know? It's not for you.
I love it. Like, I wish that I could. And I see people say they're going to do 5K run walks. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. But we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to go into the appropriate shoes.
Okay.
All right? Thanks for listening, Orange Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Great-great-grandfather didn't have electricity for most of his furniture-making years, so I know he never dreamed of combining electricity and furniture. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. Today, I'm emphasizing the benefits and comfort of combining electricity and furniture in reclining sofas, chairs, and sectionals, as well as in adjustable beds. Every piece has countless positions to explore as you search for the gratification of finding your perfect zone. For the ultimate in cozy, caressing comfort, come to Millspaugh Furniture to experience the advantages for sitting, lying down, watching TV, relaxing, and sleeping. Millspaugh Furniture is always focused on the non-disposable story, so you can be assured that your luxurious electrical experience will be enjoyed by you and your family for years to come. Combine comfort with confidence at Millspaugh Furniture now and luxuriate in a new world of coziness. That's Millspaugh Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Hi, I'm Carol Rogers. We are excited to announce our partnership with Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and to introduce you to the Carol Rogers Real Estate Team. Susan and I listen and strive to make your experience stress-free.
And I'm Susan Schneider. Between Carol and myself, we have sold over 200 homes at Warwick Grove alone, and now we also cover the greater Hudson Valley. Visit us at carolrogerssells.com for a complimentary market analysis, and we will answer all of your real estate questions.
Eat, drink, and be merry at the Warwick Food Truck Festival and celebrate with the entire family. Come sample the incredible variety of international and Americana foods. Listen to live music ranging from classic rock to dance and country music. Bring your appetite and dancing shoes because there is fun for all ages, including kids' activities. Celebrate lovely summer evenings the first Thursday in July and August, food truck style, with a vast array of thirst-quenching beverages. When you enter the wine and beer garden, you'll get your own stein to sample a variety of local brews, wine, and hard cider. Where? Right at the soccer field at the corner of County Route 1 and West Street Extension in Warwick. Free admission, and there's ample parking at the Warwick Middle School across the street. When? The first Thursday of each summer month, July and August, from 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Visit their Facebook page at Warwick Food Truck Festival.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And before we went on break, I was speaking with Dr. Janine Perez. She's a podiatrist. She's been a podiatrist for 2 years. And before we left, we were talking about proper footwear.
Correct.
And foot types.
Yes.
And I can tell you for sure that I am a violator of that, because I wear my 4-inch and 5-inch heels every day. Mm-hmm. And I do run in them from meeting to meeting and from radio show to radio show.
Your feet hurt?
That my feet usually are fine.
Okay.
But by the end of the day, yeah, I got to peel them off because it's been tortured in there. So you mentioned bunions, mm-hmm, and hammer toe. You mentioned some of the these words. Like, can you describe to the people that are listening what a bunion is, what a hammer toe is?
Sure. So a bunion, if you look at your foot, you're going to get that bump on the inside, right by your big toe joint, basically. And then you notice it getting bigger and bigger and bigger, especially as you age. And that's what I had. And that's how I got into podiatry, because that's how I got into podiatry, because myself, I had bunions and they were very painful, and I played tennis, and that's why I had the surgery done. But, you know, you do them when the surgery, when it really hurts you, because otherwise, to undergo a surgery, if you're not really in pain, there's really no need to put yourself through that.
Okay, so then, what is a hammer toe?
A hammer toe is on your second, third, fourth, and fifth digit, or so your little toes, when you see them start turning up and you get this little bump on the top. And they're called hammer toes because it literally does look like a hammer. When your toe, the joints kind of get hard, and then you just have this race, almost like a V-looking thing, and then the joint gets really red and inflamed. And sometimes you have a really bad callus on top. And that could be painful inside. It is painful inside your shoes. So again, you know, you always want to wear comfortable shoes. I know, mm-hmm, sometimes we don't.
No, I'm a slave to fashion.
And you know, lucky for us, fashion has gotten to the point where they are starting to make a little more comfortable shoes, so that you can still be stylish and, you know, not be paying the price of really tight shoes and hurting your feet, which I used to be guilty of, which I am no longer. But I do want to mention that if you do want to start running and you don't know which shoe it's better for you, you can always, when you go to the running store, they actually let you try out shoes. So you can buy them and then you can run in them for, they give you a month. They give you 30 days, you can return them. Obviously, light wear, don't run in the rain, but it's just to see if you're comfortable with those shoes. And if you don't like it, you can return them and then try another pair. So you're not committed to spending, running shoes run between $80 and $150, mm-hmm, $160. So it can get expensive. But it's a good way to, you know, try shoes so that you can start running.
All right. Well, you know, and I don't know if that's something that's available in Orange County.
Correct.
But so you may want to ask that ahead of time, mm-hmm, because, you know, you might find we do have several running shoes stores that are specifically for running.
If they're
shoes.
Specifically for running, most likely.
And so, you know, if you're interested in, you know, finding out if that's available to you, then I would say, you know, go to the store and find out if that's something, correct, that you can do, because it's true. I mean, I know I have committed to several different pairs of sneakers.
And then you don't like
and
them.
And then I don't like the way they feel, or my toes go numb, or they hurt, or they scrape the back of your foot. I mean, whatever the story is.
So you always, if you're going to start running, you always want at least a half size bigger than what you usually wear. Because once you start walking a lot or run, you start running, your feet are going to swell. So you definitely want room in the sneaker for your feet once they start swelling. So always half a size to a size bigger than what you would normally wear.
Oh, and I was afraid that if you got it a little too big, like a size too big, that they would rub on the back of your feet?
No, you have to wear good socks, right?
Okay.
But mainly once you start running, your feet will swell. So you definitely want either a half a size or a size bigger. I personally do half a size. People who run, you know, a lot more than I do, like 25 miles a week or something, they definitely do a size bigger.
Oh, okay.
Full size.
So I've heard there's also other types of ailments that can happen to your foot. So what are, name a couple more. Is the gout one of them?
Gout is one of them. Unfortunately, some people are prone to having gout, and it could be familial or genetics mainly.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you can really control it with what you eat. So a high purine diet, meat, alcohol, red meat and alcohol, you start getting an inflammation in the joint. It's a type of arthritis.
Okay.
And then you get the it's called gout.
What is it? You're like, what is it? It's called something.
you basically have this really red, hot, warm joint in there, and you get a tophi, which is almost like cream cheesy looking in the area.
I don't want to hear about that.
If it's severe enough, it starts poking through the skin and it's very painful, but yes.
And it's amazing because it's your diet that's
correct.
That.
Some people, it's genetics, and it doesn't matter what they eat. They're definitely going to have it, and they will need medication for this. But most commonly is due to diet.
That's amazing because, you know, you think to yourself, you know your diet affects a bunch of different things. But I don't know how many people that are listening to this say, oh, I didn't realize that my diet actually affects my foot health.
Once they come, you know, usually you'll end up in urgent care or an emergency room or something because it's really painful, or, you know, with your local podiatrist, and then you'll get a rundown and you'll get a list of different foods that you can or cannot eat.
Oh, wow.
Mainly it's red meat and alcohol that you want to stay out of.
Oh,
and
darn.
Shellfish.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
So everything that you like, but at least, you know, you won't be in pain. So I think that's a good trade-off.
Yeah, okay. So now you also, you mentioned before you're an avid runner. So you have some actual tips, you know, that I think we should probably go down through. You were talking
Absolutely.
About stretching and setting running goals and all that stuff, all the good
stretching
stuff.
Stretching is very, very, very important if you're going to start any type of physical activity, but especially with running. You definitely want to stretch your Achilles tendon. That's the tendon in the back of your ankle, and you can feel, you know, you can feel it if you touch the back of your ankle. But you really want to stretch that before and definitely after. You start running. You're also your calf muscles, your hamstrings, and the back of your legs, your quads. I can't emphasize stretching and how important it is before and after. So before you start, you know, kind of do like a little power walk and then start stretching, and then you can go for your full run. And then once you're done, you definitely want to stretch again, because otherwise you get a lot of lactic acid buildup. Basically, after you start, you know, you start sweating and your body's working out, you get all these, this is like called lactic acid, and that's what really causes the pain the next day when you're like, oh, my muscles are sore. That's why. So you need to drink a lot of water, and you definitely need to stretch.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so you also have some tips on setting running goals.
Right. So if you're not a runner, like I used to not be, you decide, okay, I'm going to run a block today, and you do it. And the hardest part actually is getting out there, like getting yourself ready, like, okay, I have to put my sneakers on, I'm going to go for a run. Your mind is amazing at tricking you not to do everything that you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's raining. No, no, no. Once you train your mind, like, nope, I'm going to do this, and you go out there, you'll like it. And then you just keep going. You know, you don't have to go out and run 10 miles the first time you go, but just don't even worry about mileage. Just start running and have a good watch, have a good set of music on, and just see how far you can go.
You know, I set a bucket list. I'm sure as we get older, everybody does that. And on my bucket list, it is to do a 5K run.
Okay.
So I haven't started training for any of it yet. My mind keeps tricking me. Oh, tomorrow. We'll work on it tomorrow. You'll spin today. It's fine.
So a 5K is 3 miles. And if you haven't run 3 miles, it could be daunting. So, but you just go out there and you just start. I'm actually signed up to run the New York City Marathon this year in November.
Oh my gosh,
which I'm very, very excited.
How far is that?
26.1 miles.
No. No.
I've run a bunch of half marathons, so you know, you always do the 13.1. I'm like, okay, I'm good. But now it's like, once you finish a half, and I've done the New York City half and plenty of halves, and I always think, and now I have to do it all over again, you know, because you have to keep going.
Right.
And I'm like, no, but this is the year that I will do it.
No, the point that the idea of running the 3 miles is giving me the sweats. I don't know. Marathon. I'm the person that gets my shoes on and I start running and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna make it to that stop sign.
And that's really good.
And then so I make it to the stop sign and go, okay, I'm gonna make it to the next stop sign.
And those are little goals you set for yourself. That's great. I do that too, especially if I see a runner in front of me, I'm like, I'm gonna catch him. And then I'll catch him and then I'll, okay, maybe I'll catch the next one. And those are the things that you do and you'll see how far you come.
All right, I thought I was the only one that was doing
that. Oh, no. We all do.
Psyching myself out that I can actually do it.
Absolutely.
So let's go into a little bit about common injuries.
Okay.
You have mentioned stress fractures and ankle sprains and tendonitis. And I'll tell you right now, I have tendonitis on my elbow.
Okay.
And it is painful.
Yes, it is.
It's unbearable.
How did you get it? What were you doing?
I'm not really sure. I do work out a lot.
Okay.
I do type a lot. I mean, I do straighten my hair a lot. So, I mean, it could have been, but it's my right arm.
And you're a righty.
And I am a righty. Right. Okay. And I have a complete loss of power and no strength. Like picking up a mug was very, very painful. Sleeping. It's getting back to the point. I already had the cortisone shot.
Okay.
And it felt better.
Okay.
But now it's getting to the point where I think the cortisone shot is wearing off. Mm-hmm. And so I can't imagine having that kind of pain down, you know, like on the foot, or on the leg, or on the ankle.
Right. So a lot of it is how you're running or how you're doing it. So it's all about technique, right? So like I said, and it also goes back to your foot type. If you have a flat foot, then you're putting extra stress on the one of the tendons on the inside, tibialis posterior, and a lot of people do get tendonitis in that tendon, especially if you have a flat foot. And that's why you definitely want a good shoe with a good arch support.
All right, well, stay with us. I'm gonna take a quick break because we're gonna talk more about these common injuries. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
With butternut squash and brown butter. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. It's a delicious pasta supper your family will love. We're going to put in any shortcut pasta for the prosciutto. We're going to crisp it in a 375 oven on parchment paper, leave it in the oven until it shrinks up and looks crispy. Squash that we cooked in brown sage butter with onions and garlic and 2 cups of chicken stock. We trapped all of that liquid and heat by putting the lid on, and then you just put the immersion blender in. It's going to be our sauce for our pasta. Undercook your pasta by at least 1 minute from al dente. Drain the pasta, put it right back in the hot pot to combine it with the sauce with all of our crispy ham. For this recipe and more food tips, go to rachelrayshow.com. Monday, my garlicky chicken from the kitchen table in New York City. I'm Rachel Ray.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss. And you never sign a contract. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
At Dawson Motors, there's no substitute for quality and customer care. Whether it's the vehicles they sell or the repair and maintenance service they provide, Dawson Motors is Warwick's oldest and largest independent dealership with an honest reputation for customer satisfaction. Their pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected to ensure they meet their high-quality standards of safety and reliability. Their service bays are staffed by ASE-certified technicians trained and equipped to service today's vehicles. For sales and service, they make it easy. Customer-focused salespeople and a state-of-the-art service team dedicated to your complete satisfaction. Dawson Motors, old-fashioned service and modern technology. Stop by or call today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at DawsonMotors.com. Director Austin Pendleton returns to Cherry Lane Theater to direct The Traveling Lady. Penned by the beloved playwright and master storyteller Horton Foote, it is the unforgettable tale of an intrepid woman who journeys to a small town in 1950s Texas to reunite with her husband upon his release from prison. A poignant story of loss and redemption with a healthy dose of humor, The Traveling Lady looks into the heart and soul of America. For discount tickets starting at $39, go to cherrylanetheater.org.
Hi, this is Walt Bailey Love. I'd like you to join me for praise and worship every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. This is God's Guy. My name's Walt Bailey Love.
WTBQ Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy, warm and muggy with highs in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. There could also be a couple of scattered showers or a thunderstorm. That risk of a shower or thunderstorm continues this evening and renews again after midnight. A couple of heavier downpours and a few areas of gusty winds possible, overnight lows in the lower 70s. Morning rain on Saturday, then drying out quickly, partly sunny, mid to upper 80s by afternoon. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott.
WTBQ. Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. I forgot to say that a couple of times. Well, everybody knows they're listening to WTBQ. I want to give WTBQ a shout out for hosting our show for the Chamber. They do that every Friday, and it's a live show from 12 to 1. So if you're a Chamber member, these are one of the benefits that you get. You get to come and be on the radio with me. And who doesn't want to be on the radio with me? I am so much fun. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I have been interviewing Dr. Janine Perez. She's a podiatrist for Crystal Run Healthcare. Crystal Run Healthcare is a diamond partner for the Chamber of Commerce, and every month we've been trying to have them come and send us a specialist in their, you know, different fields that are offered through Crystal Run Healthcare. And so today we have a podiatrist, and she is actually an avid runner. So she not only works on the feet, she knows, you know, really the little ailments and things that are happening with feet because she runs. So when we left on breaks, she was talking about injuries and common injuries that happens when you're on your feet.
Yeah, especially with running. Once you start, you know, increasing your mileage or even just as a first time runner, you might start feeling like, oh, this hurts maybe on the inside, on the outside of your foot. So most importantly, if something hurts, stop. Right? You just stop, take a couple days rest, and then you can start up again. If the pain is not going away, then definitely follow up with your doctor. But commonly, people who start increasing their mileage too fast, they start getting stress fractures. So stress fractures, it's not a complete fracture of the bone, but there's a little crack in there somewhere, and you can only make it worse. If you keep running or walking on it, you can actually displace the fracture, and now you have a full-blown fracture. Another thing commonly is, you know, tendonitis. We were talking about your elbow. And in running or, you know, with not wearing the right correct shoes, you can always get tendonitis of the tendons in the feet. And importantly is stop. Stop running.
I know, that's
stop
what they told me. Stop working out. Stop doing your push-ups, barbs. Stop lifting the weights. And the thing is, the pain is unbelievable. And the loss of power and the loss of strength. And this is my arm. So I couldn't imagine that kind of pain on your feet.
Right. So usually, you know, when you come to see the doctor for this, most likely they're going to tell you, A, to rest, and B, probably put you in a cam boot. And I don't know if you've seen
and
people
those are
walking
not attractive.
Around. They're not, but they make you feel better, and you can actually walk and go on about your day with this boot on, which is big and bulky, and everybody hates it. But, you know, it does make you feel better. So you'll probably wear it for a couple of weeks. And as you're walking, you're still resting it, and that's the main thing. And, you know, you'll probably take some NSAID, some ibuprofen, Advil, whatever, and it does help you.
But now, and that's for the tendonitis. So you mentioned the stress fracture. What kind of...
So the stress fracture, most likely you're going to also go in a boot. Now, with stress fractures, bone takes about 6 weeks to heal, depending on your age, And depending on your bone density. So another thing is everybody should be taking vitamin D3 with calcium. Probably check with your doctor first, but you know that there's a huge increase in vitamin D deficiency in the country.
There is. I've heard that. That mm-hmm. is crazy. And I wonder what is it that's missing in our diet? That
probably everything, because nobody eats very healthy lately.
That's true. Yeah. The stress fractures, where do they commonly happen?
In the metatarsal. So now in your toes, the bone's right before your toes. So if you start moving your toes, the bone's right in front of them. You start feeling pain either on the big one or on the second one. The second one is the most common. And you'll feel it every time you step down, not even running, just walking. You're going to be like, there's something's wrong. And that's when you go to your doctor and, you know, we get an x-ray, make sure mm-hmm. that, you know, just to see. Unfortunately, with stress fractures, the first x-ray sometimes doesn't show anything. But clinically, we treat you because you're in pain. So on an x-ray, it's going to take about 2 weeks or so to see any bone healing. And that's when you can definitely confirm once you compare it, the x-ray from 2 weeks before to, now.
Well, apparently we have someone that's interested and we have a phone call, so you want to put them through. You got to put your headphones on there.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're live on Orange Chamber Business-Wise. Who are we speaking with?
Mark, I'd like to speak to the doctor regarding exercising.
Sure. Okay. Hi, Mark.
How you doing? Is this Dr. Janine?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Janine. I had a question regarding, with walking, is plantar's fasciitis common if you walk too much, or will you develop that or not if you walk too much?
So plantar fasciitis is something that you've probably had, and unfortunately now that you've started, not unfortunately, it's good that you started walking and increasing your activity, but now you're making it, you're feeling it more. So with plantar fasciitis, is the bottom of your heel is hurting you?
No, I don't have that now. I said, can you develop that from too much walking, excessive walking?
If you don't stretch, you could.
You could, okay. You could. That's something you could develop with that. Okay.
Correct, but if you do the proper stretching, you know, like I mentioned before, just walking or running, you definitely should stretch, you can avoid it.
And the proper foot gear.
Correct.
So don't let that deter you from walking. Just
no,
get the
correct.
Proper foot gear and the stretching.
Right. So, and you might not even develop it. So I strongly encourage that you do start the walking or, you know, and therefore maybe jogging or running or whatever. And if you do start feeling something, then stretch and go see your local doctor.
And are corns and calluses common with a lot of walking or not?
Corns and calluses are formed because there's a bony prominence underneath. So your body tries to protect itself, and it puts extra skin in the area, and that's where the corn and the callus is coming from. So proper shoe wear, so nothing that's rubbing too, you know, the shoe's not too tight or anything rubbing up against your toes, it's ideal. So in any shoe, you should be able to wiggle your toes. If you can't, then, or you're starting to develop a callus, it's because your shoes are too tight, or you might have the hammer toes that I was mentioning before that is, you know, your toe kind of just starts turning up and it starts rubbing up against the shoe, and then you get the callus.
And what are bunions exactly?
So bunions...
And what causes them?
A lot of it is genetics, most commonly in women, but definitely men get them as well. And it has to do with your first ray, which is your big toe joint and the joint before that. It actually moves a little too much, so it's not doing what it's supposed to do. And then you actually start putting extra force under your second toe. So then your big toe starts moving out. But most likely is genetics, but it is affected by the type of shoes that you wear.
Right, so it has a lot to do with that. And you mentioned something about vitamin D. I heard that too much is no good also.
Well, you should always check with your physician first, but there's about 80%, I believe, in, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, in regards to the percentage of the population that is vitamin D deficient at the time.
Wow.
Right, because they don't get out in the sun and they're inside too much mm-hmm. and, you know, that type of thing, right?
Well, diet.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for those questions. They were wonderful. Keep listening because she's got more tips to go on as we're talking about podiatry.
Yeah. Good luck, Mark.
So you also mentioned ankle sprains.
Correct. So once you start running or walking in uneven surfaces, sometimes you might twist your ankle, and therefore you start feeling pain on the outside, and ankle sprains are very, very common. So main thing, if you do feel like you twist your ankle, you know, and you start feeling pain, is stop. Just rest. Don't put any weight on the foot or on the ankle. And then, you know, if it's probably going to swell up, you're going to get some bruising. I would definitely recommend you do see your doctor. Most likely, they're going to tell you don't do anything for the first week, and then little by little start putting weight on it.
Okay, and so and then you also had shin splints.
So shin splints is actually happens higher up in the leg, and is usually most likely through running. And once you start increasing your mileage, you start getting them. And with shin splints, the muscle actually starts tearing off the bone, and it starts hurting.
Oh, yikes!
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
Rest for those.
Absolutely. And ice. Pay attention, people. You have to rest it. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how they can reach you. Thank you for listening to Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, and I'm excited to invite you and your family and friends to join me to experience the event of the year, a demonstration by the U.S. Navy Blue Angels.
Hi, this is Ed Harrison, the General Manager of Stewart International Airport, and Steve and I are personally inviting you to the number one summer event, the New York Air Show.
Performing will be the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter and the West Point Parachute Team.
Also, there's a large display of static aircraft, including the Air National Guard's C-17 cargo jet. You can be part of history by joining the celebration for a special tribute to the 75th anniversary of the famous Doolittle Raid on Japan with a performance by the World War II era B-25 bomber Hanchito.
Experience the aircraft displays and simulators July 1st and 2nd at Stewart International Airport. Gates open at 9 a.m.
Reserve your tickets now. AirshowNY.com.
Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop now has two locations. The original located in Warwick, and now the new Gingerbread Shop in Greenwood Lake at 89 Windermere Avenue. Enter and you are taken to lands far and near, mysteries to solve, bestsellers to read, and the Kitty Corner, where every Sunday there's a themed story time at 11 a.m. to enchant the children. For the adults, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will pick one of the books from the New York Times bestseller list and then meet to discuss your opinions on each of the books. Coming soon, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop will have evening poetry readings and local artists will be displaying their works. I took my daughter to Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. It's so inviting that my daughter sat on the little cushion and just grabbed a book off the shelf and started reading. Upstairs are comfy chairs surrounded by classic books to take your imagination on a journey all over the world. Visit the newest Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop at 89 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake or visit their website at yeoldwarwickbookshop.com.
Hi, this is Dominic Kachera. As New York taxpayers, you pay enough for good government. So why aren't you getting what you pay for? Find out every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. on Reclaim New York right here on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And thank you for staying with us. Welcome back to Orange County Chamber Business Wire, powered by WTBQ. My goodness.
WTBQ.
And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew, you know, how did they get in touch with you, doctor?
Okay, so I'm definitely with Crystal Run Healthcare, and I am in the Newburgh office. So it's just a matter of calling the office, which is 703-6999, and then just ask to make an appointment with Dr. Perez.
So, are you in the website? Like, can they?
I am on the website, and you can actually, yes, and I'm also on SocDoc. A lot of the physicians with Crystal Run are under SocDoc, as well as Crystal Run Healthcare website, and you can make an appointment through there.
Okay. Now, you before we went on break, we were talking about some of the injuries, you also wanted to mention something about hydration.
Right, especially now with this humid weather and summer, and if you're going to start exercising or thinking of increasing your mileage, just make sure that you are drinking plenty of fluids and mainly water. And you can tell this, you know, I'm going to get a little graphic here. When you go to the bathroom and, you know, you're urinating, just check your urine and see the color of it. You always want it to be a clear color. If it's a dark yellow and there's probably a scent to it, that's not good. You are dehydrated and you need to drink a lot more water.
Oh, wow. And so your body is working a lot harder.
Right. Especially
at that point.
Correct. And now that it's getting hotter and the humidity, and I was running the other day and a mile in, I was like, whoa, you know, because it was just so hot. So be careful. Drink a lot of water. If, you know, just be careful, basically.
And we had mentioned before, you know, making sure you go to a podiatrist. And we had the caller that called in about, he had a lot of questions about walking.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't only have to go see the doctor if you're planning to do running. You can actually...
Any form of exercise.
Yeah, if you're going to get to the point where you think you're going to be walking mm-hmm. a lot. I know that as you get older, too, I know some senior citizens where I live,
yeah.
that they want to do walking, and yeah. they're always saying, oh, but my feet hurt, the bottom right. of my feet hurt. So it's right. something that they should consider.
Absolutely. And some, like I mentioned before, a good pair of shoes and also inserts, some orthotics, you know, trying to accommodate your foot type. These are all very important things, but I strongly encourage exercise. Don't feel like I can't do this or I can't do that. Yes, you can get out there and do it.
So now you have some, I know we've been talking a lot about running, and so you have some tips for running?
I do. So mainly, you know, set a goal like we were talking about before, even if it's a block or in the next day it's 2 blocks or 3 blocks, whatever, definitely get some good shoes. And then once you start running, just enjoy it. And then eventually you're going to get to the runner's high where you just feel great and you feel like you can run for another 20 miles.
I'm trying to get that runner's high. I have not yet to meet that runner's high yet.
Then you get hit by the wall, which is not a good running experience. It's when your body's just done. But you just have to, you know, keep running through it. But I do strongly encourage exercise. It doesn't have to be running. It could be walking. It could be anything. But people need to get out there and exercise.
Now, and so there are sometimes people that they will wear like those ankle weights. What are your views on that extra strain on your?
Well, it's mainly to you're working out the muscles, right? So around your ankle is all tendons, but the tendons obviously come from muscles, and the muscles are coming from the leg, from your lower leg. So it's just kind of like you're doing weights on your arm, and you know you're trying to get your muscles bigger. It's the same way as we're functioning in the ankle. You're just strengthening the muscles in the leg. If you like them and you want to do them, go ahead. If they start causing pain, though, I would take them off.
Have you found that there were injuries are common with those types of things?
I have not, actually. So I haven't had, I don't have much experience in that sense with people mm-hmm. wearing ankle weights. They usually don't wear them for running. It's mainly if you're doing squats or right. leg raises and you're increasing the weight for your leg. But for running, I have not seen that.
Okay. And so do you have any tips on, and I hate to belabor this, but do you have any tips on the types of socks that you should wear? Is that?
Yes. So socks are very important as well. They definitely sell cushioning socks, especially for the ball of the foot and the top. But most importantly, aside from the sock, honestly, is a really, really good pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you could wiggle your toes. Make sure that your feet are comfortable. Like I said, half a size or maybe a size bigger, especially if you're running, because your feet are going to swell and you want room in there.
We have, you know, it's summertime and people are going to be wearing
flip-flops.
Yes. And I'm sure there are a lot of injuries caused by those comfortable.
I do get patients that come in and it's like, my feet hurt and I was doing a lot and I was walking a lot. And I'm like, what kind of shoes were you wearing? And it's like, oh, I was wearing flip-flops. Well, just know that if you're going to wear them, they're going to hurt. But at the end of the day, it's your decision, right? So flip-flops don't give you any support whatsoever. And you're causing the toes to work extra hard, therefore putting extra strain on some of the muscles in your foot. So that's why they are not very helpful and they hurt.
Well, you know, it just so that those that are listening, mm-hmm. Flip-flops, although they are very convenient,
correct.
They are not the best for your feet.
Absolutely not.
And also careful with the driving, too, with flip-flops. I've heard so many things about flip-flops.
They get lost and stuck,
yeah.
right? Yeah, it does happen.
Aside from, you know, the injuries that occur yeah. from to your feet.
I do want to mention a good stretch for the muscles in your foot, because you do have a lot. It's a good tennis ball, and just rub your foot, the plantar aspect of your foot, with a tennis ball. You'll be amazed how good that feels.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. a nice tip. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people, I'm going to go out and get some tennis balls and start, because you know what? Like I told you, I wear 4 or 5 inch heels.
You definitely need to stretch them.
And I'm usually like running from place to place yeah. with these shoes on. Yeah. Today, I decided to wear flats just because.
And they're nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But people, when they see me in flats, are always shocked. They're like, what is happening?
Why believe me, I used to wear the heels and I can't no more.
Well, I invite you to make sure that you stop around and check out some of the shops in the,
village of Warwick.
And hang out more in Orange County. And I want to thank you for being here with us today and talking about, you know, your experience as a foot doctor and with Crystal Run Healthcare. Yep. And I hope that we're able to cover everything. I'm sure you're going to get like people that are either going to call you or message you.
I welcome everyone. Thank you very much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
And, oh, good.
It was exciting. Yeah.
I told you, it's nothing to be nervous about.
I was a little nervous. But it was great. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to... a couple things that I'm going to mention. We're from the Chamber of Commerce, and so we actually have events that happen. So pay attention, because I'm going to give you reasons why you should come and hang out in Orange County, because there's a lot of things happening with the Chamber.
I definitely
will.
Well,
everybody knows that the Chamber of Commerce, we have a lot of events, a lot of networking events, and one of the things that I want to make sure that I put out there is we are hosting a Orange Open. So this is going to be our 19th annual Orange Open golf tournament at the beautiful West Hills Country Club, which is located in Middletown. And that's going to be on Monday, September 25th. There's going to be a lot of information going out about that. But I just want to let everybody know that this year we have partnered with Honor. And Honor is the not-for-profit, it's like a homeless shelter that's in Middletown, but they provide a lot more. They help families when they're in need. And so this year, the Chamber of Commerce, we're doing our Orange Open with Honor. And there will be more information on our website at orangeny.com, or you can always call us at 845-457-9700. And then we also have, I want to make sure that we tell everybody, because every month we have a breakfast. And that's part of, you don't have to be a member. You could be a member or a non-member to join us at our Chamber breakfast. It's always at the beautiful West Hills Country Club in Middletown. It's at 7:30 in the morning. And this month, our breakfast is going to be on Thursday. It's always on a Thursday, July. I'm having like a problem here with my date here, but it's on a Thursday in July. And we have the New York State Senator John Flanagan, Senate Majority Leader. The sponsor is Walk Hill Valley Federal Savings and Loan. And the location, like I mentioned, is at West Hills Country Club. And that is going to be on, I hope that I get this right, it's July either 13th or 15th, whatever this Thursday is for that breakfast, because it's like very blurry on here. And then we have a mixer that's coming up. It's 13th. Okay, thank you. It's Thursday, July 13th from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then we also have our mixer coming up on June 29th. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's for Atlantic Aviation in Newburgh. It's a grand opening and ribbon cutting, and it's in conjunction with the New York Air Show, which is going to be July 1st and 2nd, where they're going to be featuring the Blue Angels. So make sure that you know, catch that if you can. It's for members only, so you know, this is a good reason to be a member. You get join. To join all kinds of events. And then there's going to be an after party, which is going to be hosted by the New York Air Show and the young professionals of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce at Billy Joe's Rib Works, which is located at the Newburgh waterfront. And this is being sponsored by Walden Savings Bank. So that, you know, and other things that are happening with the Chamber, we also have a committees that we want to make sure we put out there. We have our government committee, our marketing committee, young professionals committee. Marketing is one of the committees that I am a part of, and is a great opportunity to learn more about what to do to market your business. And we also have the Minority and Women in Business, which is another great committee to learn about small businesses and minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses. So if you're interested in, you know, learning more about what the Chamber is offering, you can always, like I said, the website is orangeny.com. Our phone number is 845-457-9700. And what I'm going to throw out there is, if you want to be my guest on the radio and you're a member, this is one of the perks that you get. You get to be on the radio. So you can send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com or give me a call, and I'll be happy to bring you onto the radio. We could talk about, you know, anything that has to do with your business and kind of reaching out to other businesses and kind of let them know what your expert field is. I want to give everybody a heads up that my business watch, I hope to be printing it next month. That is our publication that goes out out to 16,000 businesses in Orange County. And of course, I am the new editor for the Business Watch. I do that with the Nikki Jones Agency. And hopefully next week, I will have the new Business Watch out. And keep an eye out for that. So again, I want to thank you, Dr. Perez, for being here with me. Keep on running. I'm going to try to meet my bucket list item. I'm not sure if that's going to happen
you
in
can
2017.
Do it.
You think I can do it?
You can do it.
I hope so. I hope everyone enjoys this beautiful Friday. We got a little bit of sprinkle, but it's still a beautiful Friday here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. We're here every Friday. Thank you for joining us. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Thank you.